There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Picks the handoff, play action. Rolling out, it's complete to Dawson Knox, who is into the end zone for a 4-yard touchdown reception.
That's a fantastic team. You don't win 10 straight by not being a really, really fantastic football team. So, again, it just kind of sometimes comes down to who makes more plays, and tonight that was us.
Heaves it down the right sideline. He's looking for Mac Hollins. Tre'Davious White is there, and he made the catch. Was he in bounds for the interception? Yes, he was! Tre'Davious White, takeaway Trey. Hand off to Cook, lowers the shoulder, looking for the end zone, and he's in. James Cook with a trifecta of touchdowns, punches it in on an 11-yard touchdown run, and the Bills are back in front.
Just some of the sounds from yesterday's 35-31 win by the Buffalo Bills over the New England Patriots in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And we are off and rolling on a Buffalo football victory Monday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR Sports Radio 550. Sal Capaccio with you. Glad to be with you here today. Let's tell you right away that our victory Monday show on Buffalo Bills Football Victory Monday here on WGR is presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. You know the drill, folks. The next 2 hours, pretty much devoted to you, your phone calls on what you liked, what you didn't like, the wild swing of emotions, concerns, questions, comments, confusion. I mean, we got all the C's today. We got concerns, we got comments, we got confusion on this Buffalo Bills team this year. Jekyll and Hyde, who are they? I mean, a lot to get to on yesterday's game. Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network on the calls you just heard a moment ago. Of course, Josh Allen, post-game sound from the locker room and the podium as well. Thanks a lot for joining me here today. And of course, not only are you listening on WGR, but you can watch on the Twitter and Twitch streams. Thanks a lot. WGR550, thank you very much. Just go check that out. I tweeted out at Sal Sports, the YouTube stream. I said Twitter, sorry, the YouTube and Twitch streams. And yes, Hello, everybody. AC Man always won the first ones in, along with Hot Dirt and Go Buffalo Bills. JT from USA, Steve Moore, T-Train. Thank you very much, Yeti. We got Charles in there. I love to say hi to everybody in the chat box. JP J-Bird. Okay, JP J-Bird. We got Jake. We got Cake. Jake and Cake. All right. Sabbath. Rarbo. Hi. I just like to say hi to everybody there. Hello. What's going on? Custis, thank you so much. And a lot of you are coming in now and saying hi. I can't chat with you, as I always say, but you can chat with each other, and I can pop in once in a while to say hello or during a break. So chat box, keep it respectful. We got Owen on that a little bit. We got Owen Parker here on the video side. We got Dan Dale on the audio side, along with Joe Cali as well. Your calls, 803-0550. And as we go along today, there's going to be a lot that we're going to get to, the good, the bad, and holy cow. Steve. Hi. Yeah, I said hi to Sabbath too, I know. All the people that come in that have the same takes every week that they just can't wait to fire off about the Bills and their coaches and their players, and everybody had all of those chambers loaded and were firing them off on Sunday, yesterday, in the first half, right? As bad of a first half as you can imagine. As bad of a first half as you can imagine. It did not go well for the Bills. It was, if you want to call it a bad game plan, that's fine. I'm fine with that. Let me, again, do what I normally do here, which is at least kind of bring it back to reason a little bit and say, what went wrong? Why did it go wrong? Or what went right? Why did it go right? To me, it's just uneducated to say, oh my God, coaches suck, bad game plan. You went into the game and you didn't have the right game plan and they were, no energy or whatever. That's a blanket generalization that, sure, if you want to go there and have the low-hanging fruit, that's fine. Not excusing it at all. It was terrible first half. The Bills have to be better. But I would tell you, give credit to the Patriots. 2 weeks. They had 2 weeks to prepare. And they came up with some things that kept the Bills off balance early in the game. And then the Bills hurt themselves immediately with a touchdown drive they allowed. And then first play, they don't connect on the deep ball. Bam, things start to snowball against them. And they just couldn't recover. Eric Wood, I was just on his Centered in Buffalo podcast this morning. That's going to be out later today. And he made a great point. And I'm going to reiterate this point for you today. Sorry, Eric, to steal your thunder before people hear it. But I'm going to say this because he said something that resonated with me. The Bills are so kind of shorthanded on defense with all the injuries they have that they kind of have to figure out what other teams are doing first before they can make their adjustments personnel-wise and scheme-wise. And unfortunately, that's hurting them early in the games. And I agree with that. It is hurting them early in the games. They should be better. You'd love to see them better. They have to execute better. You'd love to see a quote-unquote better game plan. But I think what the Bills are doing here is they're trying to figure out what the other team is doing and then countering. Unfortunately, what the other team is doing is getting the better of them too early and putting them behind a little bit too early in the game. You need a stop earlier in the game. On defense, this is. You need to be able to score a little bit early in the game on offense. And that's been a little, here and there this year. And then as the game goes on, what the Bills do is they see what you're trying to do to them and say, okay, now how do we adjust? How do we make these adjustments? And we talk about halftime adjustments all the time in football. Adjustments happen throughout the game. One of the biggest adjustments is after the first series. But in this case, it didn't matter. First series, second series, Patriots scored in their first three drives. The Bills couldn't figure out how to really stop them, slow them down until really kind of later in the second quarter. And by then, it's already like, is this too late? How are you going to stop them? Then they go and they regroup a little bit at halftime. They come out. And really, the kick return by Ray Davis, we'll get to him in a little while, kind of changed the flow of this game from a standpoint of settling it down for the Bills. Settling it down. Listen to Josh Allen after the game. Listen to him talk about how that particular kick return got them over midfield. They need a touchdown. If they can score a touchdown, they're only down 10 points. Once they knew they could, if they got a touchdown, they're down 10. And once they got that touchdown, this game changed. This game changed when it got to 24-14. Okay? Once the Bills got it to that point, it's a 10-point game. They feel like they did a good job at the end of the half and at the beginning of the second half. They just need to get a stop or two, and then right away they get a stop. Now the game is completely flipped. Give the coaches credit. for making adjustments. Give the coaches credit for figuring out the right personnel and the right way to attack in the second half. If you want to say they didn't have the right game plan to start, that's fine. I think what's happening here on the defensive side, I'm just talking defense right now, is, okay, what have we seen a theme of the last 2 weeks? The last 2 weeks, we've seen a theme of the Bills getting more aggressive in the second half on defense. Why is that? Because the Bills ultimately want to rush the pass. They want to start every game by coming at you with four. They want to go with four. They want to have a four-man pass rush to get to the quarterback and to disrupt and not have to use extra blitzers. So they go into each game now, it seems like, we're going to do that. And if it works, great, let's go. We're ready to rock and roll. Unfortunately, it's not working, and now they have to adjust. And now they have to start adding more to the pass rush, adding a spy, getting more aggressive on the outside. You just hope it doesn't get too late. And in this game, it almost got too late. It would fix everything if they could just get to the front four a little bit earlier. You wouldn't have to get to these adjustments earlier, or later, excuse me. But that's what they did in this game. They get a little bit more aggressive. Three sacks in the second half. Zero in the first, three in the second. And folks, the Bills are playing well in the secondary right now. They are playing well in the secondary. Every Tuesday, I tweet out the Bills' stats. Run yards per game, pass yards per game, against, all that kind of stuff. And the Bills this year, we know, have been terrible against the run statistically. One of, if not the worst team in the league against the run. Good against the pass. The numbers are really good. And I'll get a lot of people to say to me, well, the numbers against the pass are so good because teams are just running on them. Okay, there's a little bit of truth to that, right? Because teams are running on them and they don't have to throw as much because they can gain yards on the ground. But volume-wise, that may be true. But listen, the Bills are still very good metrically against the pass. It's not like teams are only running the ball. And I think it's time to recognize that it's not just because teams are running the ball. It's because the Bills are actually doing a good job in the secondary. And that actually kind of changed about midway through the year when a hobbled Taylor Rapp comes out of the lineup. An older Jordan Poyer comes into the lineup. They move Cole Bishop out of the box back to more of a free safety type of role to allow Jordan Poyer to fit down in the box more to help against the run. Shaq Thompson, of course, has helped against the run. But I'm talking pass here. And I think the corners are playing well. And even without Christian Benford yesterday, now this isn't the world-beating wide receiver group they played. There's no doubt about that. But even against the Bengals, they did a good job. And that was Benford playing. This time he didn't. I think Trey White deserves a lot of credit. He's been playing well. And Max Harrison, other than the pass and the first drive of the game against Harrison that should have been probably challenged. It was a call to catch. Other than that play where he got beat, I didn't hear Max Harrison's name called and Chris Brown in my ear pretty much all game. Why? Because I think he played a good game. The Bills' secondary is playing well. And because of that, they're now in games adjusting to bringing more pressure because the front four is not doing enough to get home and allowing those guys to just cover and trusting them. And they've done a nice job. There's so much nuance to the defense. Let's talk about the offense. If you hit that play in the first play of the game, I mean, it probably isn't 21-0 at halftime. I mean, 21-0 and 24-7 at halftime, right? It's probably not. You hit that first play of the game, and suddenly this is a new game right away. They didn't, though. And then, of course, they wind up punting the ball away, and things start snowballing on defense, and now you feel like you're pressing, and now you're making mistakes. I thought the Bills played tight. I'm not going to use the word that they weren't ready, they didn't have energy. I don't think that's the case at all. I think they played tight. I think they went into a game thinking, okay, the only way this team's going to beat us is if we make mistakes again like we did last time in week five. It was the same thing I said against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Bills went in the Steelers game and said, just don't make mistakes. But when you play like that, you make mistakes. You know when this game changed for the offense? When they started to be a little more loose, when they started to be a little more free, when they started to open up and say, okay, if we make a mistake, hey, we just got to go out there and play. And they started playing. That's what happened against the Bengals last week. Same thing. And then they leaned into the run game, and finally it was there, right? You get into a situation in the second half where you have good field position, and you could start to lean into a run game that's been working, and they had Milton Williams out, and you wanted to get to it earlier, you didn't. You start leaning on it, and then you're like, okay, now we can settle the game down. The game just settled down. And what do I always say? I said this last week, I'm going to say it again today. It's sports. The game is longer than 30 minutes. It's 60 minutes. It's like 10 series. You just keep playing. You just keep swinging. I said it last week. I'll say it again. Maybe one of these times your punches run out. The bell rings. You're down and you can't get up in time. Maybe that happens. You never want to put yourself in that situation. They're coming dangerously close to that situation. But you just keep playing. You just keep swinging. You just keep making adjustments to do what you need to do to win. This is sports. I mean, I am really glad that I am on the sidelines during a game for a lot of reasons, but one of them is during the game. I mean, I don't get on Twitter during the game. I can't. I got a job to do, right? I'm checking out stats during the game, and I'm doing reads and paying attention to what's going on the sidelines. So I can't get on social media during the game. It's not what I do. I don't want to read it. Holy cow. I can't imagine what the social media verse was like during the first half and the craziness. And that's okay. I always say, and it doesn't, what it was not unwarranted. The Bills deserve to get crushed during the first half about it. But I'm talking more about the fight, the people from Boston and what they were probably saying and the back and forth between Bills fans themselves and the fighting going on. It's okay, man. I always say that fans' job, your job, a fan's job, it's okay to be, you're going to be reactionary. You're going to be over-emotional, over-reactionary. Because that's what happens. It's not my job here. My job here is to bring it down, to tell you why things weren't as great as they appear sometimes, and to bring it up where they're not as terrible as they appear, to keep you in this space that we like to live in. Just like Josh Allen said, don't get too high, don't get too low. He said it after the game. And the end result is the Bills erase a 21-point deficit and then a 24-7 halftime deficit. They walk away with a victory. They're still in second place in the division. They're probably not going to win the division. It's still most likely going to New England, but you make them serve it out. You make them keep playing because you keep swinging. And you put yourself in the best position possible to do what you have to do towards the end of the year to A, be there in case they do falter, or B, just be ready to play in the playoffs. Your phone calls, 803-0550, the number here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show today on WGR Sports Radio 550. Hi, everybody. Sal Capaccio with you. Thanks a lot for joining me here in the YouTube stream. Got a lot more people who came in, so I appreciate you there. And, of course, listening, whether that is on the radio or online. Let's get to Cody in Rochester starting us off. Hi, Cody.
Good morning, Sal. Happy Victory Monday, brother.
You got it.
I saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, because my memory's a little foggy here. The Bills are kind of playing in the way that I feel like Kansas City played back in 2019. I don't know if you remember so many of their games, especially in the postseason, they were coming from behind. They were never leading until towards the end here. I don't know if you see any parallels there, but it just kind of feels eerily similar to that scenario. To go off of your social media mentioned there, so many of my friends were just absolutely losing their minds.
Of course.
And I'll admit I was a little bit until we got that touchdown before the half. I'm like, okay, we're in it. And the one thing that I recognize, my own little superstition as of late, is I have a blue Milano jersey, and I wasn't wearing it until right before we scored. I said, oh, shoot, I forgot to put this on, threw it on, and what do you know? I know it sounds silly, but it's just kind of something that's fun in our house. And anyway, happy to be set to be celebrating a Victory Monday and go Bills.
Yeah, you got it, Cody. Thank you. I can't remember specifically the 2019. I think it was Chiefs, but I mean, every game has its own DNA. Say it with me. You just have to keep playing each game separately. You can't play the Browns when you're playing the Patriots. You can't play the Chiefs when you're playing the Patriots. Play the Patriots when they're playing the Patriots. And you play that game and you play it out. And things went the Bills' way in the second half for sure. Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy.
Hey, Sal. Yeah, I think forget about 3 years ago. Kansas City wins every game like that coming from behind. I mean, listen, Sal, I don't know whether to say I hate the way the Bills are winning or I love the way they're winning. I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted. But
yeah,
like we got a bunch of Bills fans up here, and I'm in a pool, a pick six pool, and what the Bills were one of our plays, and I was getting texted like crazy. We're not coming back from this one. We're not coming back. And I just said, hold on, guys. Just hold on. We seem to be a second-half team, and that's where I'm going to go with this, Sal. I mean, I just don't think that we're given enough credit of how we adjust. This never used to be the way. It was always fire McDermott. Fire. We can't adjust. We can't do anything. And it just looked like New England was unstoppable. But we figured something out, completely shut them down in the second half. And I'm not conceding the division to New England. Now, Miami's playing really well. If we can get Miami to knock them off, I still think we can win this division. And, you know, here we go. I mean, it's right there for us this year. If we don't do it this year with New England, Kansas City now out of the picture, Baltimore does not look good. This is our year, Sal. We've got to get it done. And one thing, I want to know what the over and under is going to be if we ever play the Rams in the Super Bowl. It looks like both offenses are unstoppable. So, you know, hopefully we can get there and have that problem. But I'm happy with the win, and on to next week.
Yeah, thanks, Billy. I agree with you on the confusion of the Bills. They put you in, they twist you up a little bit, right? You hate the way they're winning. You love the way they're winning. I mean, it's not fun during the game, but it's a fun result at the end, which is all that truly matters at the end of the day. But man, that gets you twisted up. You'd love a game where it's just like Carolina, right? Just go there and put your foot down. Like at the Jets week two, just go there and put your foot down. Doesn't matter anymore. You'd love that. You know, it's funny. You say all these people like fire McDermott, can't make adjustments. The Bills have always been pretty good at adjustments. It's low-hanging fruit. It's a very big generalization, a default setting fans go to when their team loses that say the coordinator calls bad plays and the coach can't make adjustments. It's just what people say because they don't really know what's happening. It's just kind of their way of trying to figure out as best and say what they can without actually diving into the details. You want to criticize this coaching staff for not having this team prepared properly for what the other teams are doing early in the game and making adjustments quick enough? Fine. That happened yesterday. Not going to fight you on that. But when you want to come out and talk about coaching, you know what coaching really is? You know what coaching is? Coaching's getting the most out of your talent. It's getting the most. Look at this Bills defense. Look at who they are playing. Look at the personnel they have to use. They are not a bunch of all pros. In fact, the criticism that came from Greg Cosell this week is right. They don't have enough stars. They got Christian Benford. Christian Benford is arguably their best player. He didn't even play yesterday. You got older, coming off an injury, Joey Bosa, who's been okay this year, not bad. Made a nice play yesterday. You got a bunch of guys that you're just trying to piece it together with. That's coaching. Coaching is getting the most out of the personnel you have. The Bills are surveying what the other team is doing, kind of letting them show their hand a bit and saying, okay, now we have to adjust with what we have at our disposal. And sometimes you don't have the right tools at your disposal, but you do the best with what you have. And they deserve credit for that. And if you're not going to give them credit, then I think you just have a complete agenda that you have a blind spot to or just refuse to. And that, to me, is ignorant and uneducated. Let's go to Steve in Virginia. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call today.
Yep.
Hey, the first half was brutal for me, especially since we lost the first matchup against the Patriots. You know, because here we are down 24-7 at the half. It just reminded me of, you know, Brady being 30-3 against us, that 15-game losing streak. And I'm like, oh, great. Here we go again, getting swept by the Patriots. But I do have to give credit to Vrabel, as he was 6-0 previously. I'm coming off the bye, so he had a great game plan going against us, but I'm glad we turned it around. But as you were saying in your monologue, I mean, I got to give credit to Brandon Bean for bringing back some of the players, because normally I don't like that, and like the way Trey White started off the season, I was just cringing, like, here we go again. But he's really stepped it up the last few weeks with his play. I mean, he's been a solidifying force out there, and I was worried with Benford being out, but you know, him and Harrison look great out there. And same thing, Jordan Poyer, what he's done for the safety position, and Colt, you know, and Bishop. It's been great.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks a lot, Steve. I appreciate it. Somebody in the chat box said, I just happened to notice his comment. Jumbo says, please address the coach's decision to not elevate Gabe Davis. First of all, Gabe Davis doesn't need to be elevated. He's not on the practice squad. He's on the 53-man roster. But he was inactive yesterday, and I was surprised. I didn't love the decision at the time. They went with Keon Coleman. Keon actually had the second most amount of snaps. He had one target, but that wasn't even official because there was a pass interference on the call, so it wiped away the play. I would have loved to see Gabe Davis. So, yeah, I think that they should go with Gabe Davis. So you want to criticize that? Totally cool. I mean, but we'll see where they do going forward. I would say, though, and I know this is not why you have Keon Coleman on the field. He did a nice job blocking yesterday at times where you see down the field. And that's not why you have him. I get it. So I do want to give him a little credit there. But not being involved in the pass game, I'd love to see Gabe Davis there. I think the Bills wide receivers, again, not productive yesterday. Outside of Khalil Shakir, 5 targets, 1 catch. That's it. That was Josh Palmer for 16 yards. So to answer your question, yes. I think Gabe Davis should have been active over Keon Coleman based on what we saw. I don't know the decision went into it. Maybe they're trying to still keep Gabe as healthy as possible because he had been dealing with the injury and he came back and he's played some games here. But yeah, that could be something that you could look at and be upset about. The non-challenge on the play. Like, if you want to pick apart some coaching decisions, they are certainly there for you. If that's what you want to do today, they're certainly there for you. I would also tell you to also recognize the good coaching and the decisions that went on during the game. But if you want to do that, it's certainly up there for you. Jordan in Williamsville. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, Sal. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good, bud. Hey, I guess I mean, obviously happy that we pulled it off. I guess I'm just wondering what the big difference is between the first half and the second half, right? And why we're a completely different team. Like, it's almost like, should we not watch the first half? Should we just watch the second half? Like, it's awesome that we're doing what we're doing, but is it a Babbage thing? Is it a Sean thing that he takes the reins at the second half or what? Just curious on your thoughts on that, man. Like I said, it's frustrating to watch from a fan's point in the beginning.
I mean, I think you should watch the whole game. Yes, you don't know. I mean, yes, this has happened a lot this year, but I don't know. Why would you not watch the whole game, right, if you're a fan of the team?
Well, we're going to watch it, but it's been the same thing for like 4 weeks here, right? Am I wrong?
A few times, yeah. Yeah, it's been a lot this year, sure. I don't know the answer to it, Jordan. Again, I mean, that's what we're talking through. They've also had games where they, you know, went, it was kind of back and forth against Houston. There was a game against the Jets where they just kind of stomped them early. Carolina, not a bad team. They stomped them early. So you're right. It's happened a lot. It feels like it's every week. It's not. It happened week one. But I don't know. I don't know the answer there. I wish if I had it, I'd be making a lot of money. I don't know the answer. It's frustrating. It's confusing. I don't know the answer. It gets you twisted up. Is it sustainable in the playoffs? Probably not. You got to be better when the game starts. You got to be ready when the game starts. You got to be better early in the game against better teams. But that was a good team they played yesterday. Maybe punching above their weight most of the season, but they got a good young quarterback, and they confused him, and they kept him in the pocket, and they forced the New England Patriots really out of their game in the second half, and that was a very, very big key in this game. The Bills win 35-31. We'll take a timeout here.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
On the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, good start to the game, to the show. We'll take more of your phone calls after this timeout here on WGR.
They're better than the Bills in every way, in every single way. That's where I'm shocked. I mean, the Patriots are the most complete team in the AFC. We got the best record in football, and we got a team that just has one guy, basically, and they're going to pick that team to win.
All right, well, that's Chris Sims, and that was, I think, before the game, right? So he was, you know, it's funny, I was thinking about today, folks. You know, I was thinking about this today. I did a lot of Boston area media last week. I brought this up. It was like this huge, like, oh my God, how are the Bills favored in this game? Like, it's a huge affront to them. They couldn't believe it. I go on WEEI, our sister station in Boston. Did a spot with them. First thing out of their mouth. Sal, why are the Bills favored in this game? Why do you think that? I'm like, okay. My best explanation was, well, you know, they've been really good in December. They are the defending division champs. They still have Josh Allen. The Patriots have played a softer schedule. Give credit to them. But it's also a 1.5-point game. It's about even, right? This day and age, you don't give 3 points for a home team. It's like 1.5 to 2. So it's saying it's an even game. Like, seriously, is it that much of a huge, like, offense to you? I wonder if today they realize why the Bills were favored, by the way. Think so? Even game. Could have gone either way. I mean, I just didn't think it was like that big of a deal. And of course, the Patriots were playing up as some disrespect, and that's okay. That's cool. That's what teams do. Bills win 35-31. Welcome back. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you in a Buffalo Football Monday here on WGR. We'll get to sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, a little bit later in the show. A lot of you calling up right now. Let's get to Nikki in Connecticut. Hi, Nikki.
Hey, Sal. Thank you for taking my call, man.
You got it.
So, I
got
to say, this was a great game. In terms of, you know, being the comeback kids that we've been since basically week one, right? But I think the one thing I'm still struggling with is just it's pretty clear at this point we're probably going to the playoffs. You can't have halves like that. Like, that was a horrendous half to the point that I wouldn't be surprised if it was Buffalo Stadium, half the stadium starts walking out at the end of that half because of how it was. And I think it just comes down to the one person that I keep coming to mind every single time I'm watching these games and I'm watching these halves is Brandon Bean. It's like I something you said earlier about coaching, which I completely agree with you, which is why I give Sean McDermott all the credit in the world, because you have to coach up to what you have in front of you, but it's about what's in front of you, and the only person that can control that is Brandon Bean. And I'm starting to truly question Brandon Bean's capabilities in our locker rooms, in our building. And hopefully things pan out this year. Hopefully, I'll be eating my words. But I still see the writing on the wall as Brandon Bean got to go.
Okay. Well, I think that there's been some free agents that have not hit. There's been some draft picks that haven't hit. I think there's also guys that are playing and stepping up and playing better than people thought, like a Shaq Thompson signing, a Tre'Davious White signing. That being said, of course, the Bills know they can't play a half like that. I mean, of course, Nikki. I mean, you're not saying anything they don't know. They know they can't play halves like that and continue to sustain that and win games. But they won it yesterday, and all you can do is win the game in front of you. Let's go to John in Lakeview. Hi, John.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so disheartened sometimes by Buffalo, the city, you know, and our fans, the mafia. It's like the hand-wringing over Bean and McDermott and this team and this roster is all I hear. And as soon as something starts to not go our way, you know, that's all you hear. The game script, yeah, listen, everyone's talking about this terrible first half. Even the first half, if that call is called incorrectly on the first third down, we had a three and out on the first drive, and it's a different game.
It's amazing these little tiny details that can go one way or the other, isn't it?
100%. If we hit that pass, and then it's like everyone wants to talk about the misses by Bean, but then no one wants to talk, like, even – you know, last year, as late as last year, everyone's, you know, riled up about how bad of a pick Kincaid was. You look at this year, our offense almost doesn't function without that guy. And you could go down countless, Dawes. I was like, why are they picking Jackson Hawes? Like, why are they picking another tight end? Now I understand. You know what I mean? So I just, it's like, okay, you can look at teams, look at everyone's roster is flawed. It's because there's a limited amount of cap space. You know, you got this unstoppable offense in the Bengals. You could go that route, and then you don't have everyone who's clamoring for a number one wide receiver and blah, blah, blah. You know, you get that, but then you don't have a defense. You know what I mean? And it's like the top defenses in the league are getting 4 or 5 stops a game. The best number one defense gets, 5 stops a game. You know, the Bills do that, and somehow it's never – so I just – to me, it's like – and at the core of it is this. You heard Josh Allen last week at his podium speech after the game. He said, hey, thanks for sticking around. And he said it kind of tongue-in-cheek. Like, at least the fans stuck around this time.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It stuck with him what happened in Baltimore because people were leaving at the end of a Sunday night game.
He sees the first half comments from everyone in Buffalo. So to me, it's like, hey, let's give these guys – these guys have a belief in themselves. Let's believe in them until they show us that wrong. They're 10-4, Sal.
Yeah. Let me go, John. I got a lot of people on hold. I want to address a couple of things, okay? I appreciate you. Thank you, buddy. Thank you for the call. Yeah, you got it. There have certainly been misses in draft picks. Keon Coleman is a big whiff at this point. Like, that is something that the Bills, now you look back and go, that's just, it has not hurt, has that not worked? I don't even know if the guy's going to be on the roster in 2026. He could maybe be a healthy scratch again next week outside of disciplinary issues. That certainly has not been a big hit. Dalton Kincaid, his availability has been an issue. When he's been on the field, he's been really good, looking like a better pick than it was maybe beginning of the season. But you certainly have picks where you can pick apart and say no. Cole Bishop's looking like a nice pick right now. He drafted James Cook. I think that's a really good draft pick right now. Osiris Torrance is on this list. I'm going to give you a comparison to another team I've brought up many times before. Folks, the Kansas City Chiefs are not going to make the playoffs this year. You know what part of the reason is? Because they actually haven't drafted as well as everybody seems to think they do. They have a great quarterback who this year isn't having a great year, and he's not covering up for all their imperfections. All those great wide receivers that they were supposed to have and draft and Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice, like, what's that gotten them right now? And I'm just making comparison to say it this way. Every team has flaws. Every team misses on draft picks. The Kansas City Chiefs have hit some really great picks like Trent McDuffie, no doubt. Karlaftis looks like a really nice player, right? Obviously, Chris Jones, he's been there a long time. Go and look at the ones they've missed on. It's a long list. And I think you can do this with any team. Even highly successful teams. No doubt, Brandon Bean has to wear they missed on Keon Coleman and other players along the way. They've also hit on players that are helping on this team right now. 803-0550. Denny in Niagara Falls. Hi, Denny.
Hey, how's it going? A couple things. I know you were talking about draft picks. I want to talk about coaching in a sec, but just real brief. Poyer and White are helping Bishop and Harrison beyond belief. That actually, that's probably the most impressive thing I've seen this year besides having one of the most incredible offensive lines in the game and obviously the best quarterback on the planet.
He has. Jordan Poyer's done a really nice job to stabilize that secondary. You're right about that.
Yeah, and I'm telling you right now, I don't want to see him leading the team in tackles because that's a bad thing.
But sure.
Helping the rest of those guys, I mean, that's something to build off of. The thing on defense, if they have any chance at all, Epinesa and Rousseau got to step up their game. I mean, Rousseau's getting paid. Epinesa, you know, I watched him play even at Iowa. You know, he'll make the occasional play, but he's not. I mean, Bosa's been their best player, and I'm actually pleasantly surprised with him. But if they can take it to that next level. But coaching is what I'm most concerned about. This team has everything written on the wall talent-wise to beat any one of these teams that will probably be in the playoffs. Even if Baltimore makes it, I still think that they're you know, just as good, if not better. But I don't see McDermott, you know, beating Sean Payton or Jim Harbaugh when it matters most. I just hope he doesn't clench up and get conservative. That first half was an epitome of, or like a microcosm of his entire fallacies as a coach, all built up in one. And the team bailed him out. And I'll say this. I tell this.
Can I ask you a question, Denny? I do want to ask you, though. Seriously, I don't mean to. I have to ask you. Like, so then what was the second half when the coaching made adjustments? No, you said the players bailed him out. You want to blame it on the coaching in the first half, but not give any credit in the second half to it.
No, well, here's the thing. I'll say this much, and this is what I mean by it. I tell everybody, because there's the people that, like the guy mentioned the hand wrenching earlier. You know, you got the people that are like, oh, you know, they got to go, they got to be fired, et cetera. There's a shelf life that only lasts so long in the league with certain coaches and GMs. And then there's also the fact of, if you think of like the people that are homers that are like, oh, you got to root for them and never criticize them. I'm objectively speaking here. You know, I came up, I was a transplant 30 years ago, and I root for this team. I came up here when they lost 4 in a row, and I never rooted for the Jets or the Giants. I grew up down there.
Okay. Yeah, what is that? Okay, go ahead.
But here's my point. My point is if you look at what's going on, the second half of the thing, if you close your eyes and they didn't draft Josh Allen, these guys, both Bean and McDermott, probably would have been canned a long time ago.
Okay, I don't know what that has to do with what you said, though. I asked you a question. I don't know what that has to do with what you said, though. Why? Hold on. Why are you not willing to give the coaching credit in the second half and say it's only the players, but criticize the coaching in the first half? I don't get that.
He had for not even challenging that call in the first half or his coaching staff.
Okay, agreed that should have been challenged. That's right. And his explanation was they didn't get – Denny, you got to let me talk for 1 second. Hold on. His explanation was they didn't get the replay in time, and I don't know. And I was on the field, and they were hurrying it up, and we didn't have it in our booth because Chris and Eric kept saying we wanted to see a replay, and we didn't. So I don't know if they saw a replay in time. He should have challenged it. Okay, that's a blemish there. Again, what about the adjustments in the second half? And by the way, they did beat Sean Payton last year in the playoffs by 4 scores.
Understood. Not going to happen this year.
Though. Okay. Well, your default setting is then that it's just all coaching, and that's cool. That's cool. You just want to wait to say how coaching is bad no matter what happens. I'm sorry. I think you need to at least broaden your, you know, intellectual horizons to get a little bit farther than that, to be quite honest with you. And I'm not telling you that the guy is perfect at all. That was a bad first half. You could put it all on coaching, but you can't tell me everything was on coaching in the first half, and when it went well, it was all with the players because you have Josh Allen, who, by the way, threw for less than 200 yards yesterday. All right, we'll take a timeout. 803-0550 is the number to call here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Oh my goodness, I'm reading a and listening to a clip. Speaking of WEEI.
Oh my goodness, I'm reading.
Oh, sorry, that was a little echo there. I'm reading a clip, watching a clip from WEEI. Mike Vrabel, here is his quote. Okay. I don't know. You might be want to pull this clip for audio later. It's from My Sports Update. Ari Meyeroff has it. Ari Meyeroff, I think is how you say his name. Here's what he said, though. He was on EEI this morning. Quote, about the officials, quote, they do have a difficult job. The consistency, sometimes I struggle with it. I'll say this. This is Mike Vrabel talking. The Bills lead the NFL in offensive holds, and I'll leave it at that. That would be hard for me to understand how a team coming into the game leading, and that's how they play, didn't have one yesterday. That's hard for me to understand. What a crybaby. Holy cow. A head coach in the NFL. After his team blew a 21-0 lead, who, by the way, was benefited from a hold call that negated a touchdown on the Bills, which was a good call, Osiris Torrance, goes on the radio the next day to say, I can't believe they didn't call holding more on that team. Holy cow, go find this clip, folks. It's amazing. Rich in Buffalo, you're up next. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Sal, how are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I had a couple of questions. One is, a statement first. I don't know if there's a better second half adjustment team in football than the Buffalo Bills. Having said that, it seems like, and you've coached and I haven't, it seems like you look for a team's weakness, you scout them, you have a game plan to exploit it. It seems like
the Bills offense and defense says, we're going to run these plays or be in this, you know, defensive formation, and we're going to see what they're going to do. It almost seems like they're not attacking in the first half. They're waiting to be attacked. And then the other one other question, and it's more like an opinion from you question, is we have the best offensive player in the league. Why do we always defer? Why not try to start the game off leading 7-0?
Well, the answer is because exactly what happened yesterday. You're not trying to go down 7-0. Of course, you'd love to stop them and still, you can still be up 7-0 if you stop them on defense, right? But the answer is because you want to what they call double dip. You want to score at the end of, wait, hold on. You want to score at the end of the half if you can, and you know you're getting the ball, because then at the end of the half, you can manage the game where you can try to dictate the terms. It didn't happen yesterday, but that's why. You don't have to agree with it, but that's why they do it.
No, I know. I understand that. You got the best offensive player in the league. Why not let him be first up to bat?
Well, I don't know. I just told you why, but I get it. Like coming out of halftime, if you can get an extra possession by doing it the other way. And I think that's generally the thought. Now, it doesn't always work out that way, but if you can try to understand you're getting the ball back, let's say with a minute left, there's a minute left in the half, the other team has it, you have three timeouts. You can call a few timeouts and know we're getting the ball back. We can steal three and get the ball back. That's a 10-point swing. That's why they do it. I get it. You want to see them. Here's a thought for you, Rich. How about stop the other team when you give them the ball first?
You got that. You got that right. And the other thing is, to your point, though, or to counter it, is you may not have the ball with 3 minutes left. They may have it.
That's right. And the Patriots did yesterday, and the Patriots scored at the end of the half. But I'm just telling you the reasons why, and I totally understand it. I mean, I get it. Like, you want to do it the other way, and the Bengals, they took the ball last week. They scored on the Bills, but I prefer to defer. I think deferring is the better option. I think you have more options at your disposal towards the end of the half when you know you're going to get it in the second half and how you can play it out. But there's no one right way or wrong way, I guess. You could try to do stats on it. All right, let's get really quick to Scott in Rochester. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call. So, listening to people, I want to kind of stick to my original point of calling because we can all go on a tangent. Me and you are at the same age, and so we've been Bills fans for a long time. We've seen this team go to a lot of different things and seen a lot of different things. We've seen the Bills go to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. Yes, they did not win. But you know what? We hold that record of going 4 straight years in a row, and yesterday a lot of weight and a lot of stress for the rest of the season has come off because our fear Chiefs are not even in the playoffs, and we can hold this for another 4 years and not even worry about it.
Well, at least another three, because the Eagles could get back this year for a second year in a row, right? So they could do that.
You are right.
That's
you
right. Right. No. I get you, though. I get you. So a lot of stress from you, the fan. I don't think Bills players were worried about it, but you're right, Scott. That is something very cool. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday here on WGR. Give a call. We'll take your call, your comments, your questions, your opinions on the Bills' 35-31 victory yesterday over the New England Patriots.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.